Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And the grains were generally lower after a rather mundane WASDE report. We did see corn ending stocks cut slightly as exports were increased. We also saw wheat ending stocks decreased a little bit as exports there too were also increased. Nothing of great note though. And soybeans, the balance sheet was left unchanged globally. Soybean ending stocks were taken down a little bit as Brazil's production was cut by 2 million metric tons. March corn at 486 and 3 quarters is down 1 and a quarter. May at 498 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters of a cent. December corn at 513 and a half. That is up a quarter cent. January soybeans at 1306 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. March beans 1325, up 5 and a quarter. May beans 1339 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a half. November new crop 1271 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. Soybean oil 5010, that's down 103. We traded as low as 5007, so still not seeing a little bounce in the crude oil helping out the bean oil. January meal at 405.90 was down 90. Spring crush 98.75, down 650. This is not supportive to beans. March wheat at 632 and a quarter, down 10 cents. March Kansas City at 662 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. And March beans at 729 and a half, down 7 and 3 quarters. We're going to need to see more flash sales to keep that wheat market supported, and that doesn't hurt the corn either. January rice at 1704, down 4. March cotton, 81.44, down 115. May at 82.04, that is down 103. February live cattle, 165.80, up 328. February live cattle at 165.80, up 328. We saw a big bounce in January feeders at 215.40. That was up 513. We did see some short covering come in late in the afternoon. Some profit taking as we've probably gotten ahead of ourselves on the downside. Otherwise, we would have seen yet another negative week in the feeders. Hogs at 68.75 are up 98, even though cash prices continue to wander lower. December live December milk at 16.20 is down 7. January orange juice at 371.35, down 45. Crude oil at 71.20, up 186. Heating oil, diesel at 258.15, up 323. Unleaded gas, 205.89, up 577. We saw very good buying at the $2 level with the unleaded. We saw recovery back above $70 with the crude oil. This could be a sign that we may be seeing things change a little bit from what we've enjoyed recently in the crude oil. January natural gas, 255, down 3. Gold, $2,018.80, down $27.70. Silver at 23.32, that was down 74 cents. Dollar moving higher. We were at 103.98. That was up 44. Interest rates did move up today as unemployment came out softer than expected. Stocks finished higher. It was kind of a choppy day. 36,247 on the Dow. That was up 130. The S&Ps did touch a new 52-week high at 46.02. That was up 17. However, please note, that was only 4 points higher than last week's close. So the market does continue to look a little bit stalled right on this 4,600 area. NASDAQ Composite, 14,403. That was up 63. Big week next week for interest rates. We have seen things that look like we may be turning and we may be going back to higher rates. We have a CPI report, a PPI report, and a Fed meeting next week. So plenty of data to talk about. The 2-year at 471, up 12 basis points. The 10-year at 422, up 8 basis points. And the 30-year at 430, up 5 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from unseasonably warm Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend. And let's go Chiefs.